Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On January 22, 2020, California has been put on notice. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, some historic things happened on January 22, 2020. This was the day for the time to remember the 1973 Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton abortion opinions that were decided on January the 22nd. And on that day, the Department of Health and Human Services, at the direction of the president, issued a press release and a notice of violation to the state of California. The notice of violation requires that California come into compliance within 30 days or lose federal funding. Now, what is all this about? This is California forcing religious organizations, including churches, to cover abortion pills and abortion drugs and inducing devices. And they will not give any exemption to religious organizations. That's what the notice of violation is about, Matt. This is a great development. In fact, before this notice of violation, Matt, was issued to California on January the 22nd, last year, a notice of violation was issued to the state of Hawaii for also violating religious freedom and conscience rights over something similar. Fortunately, Hawaii came into compliance, so there was no need to sanction them with the withholding of federal funds. We're going to see what California does in response to this notice of violation.
Yeah, it'll be surprised if they, don't go down without a fight. I mean, they have become completely in the tank for Planned Parenthood. And we know that in terms of the lawsuits against Sandra Merritt and government officials pursuing, those suits, Planned Parenthood just having their allies, their pro-abort allies in California, Governor Gavin Newsom, a radical pro-abort, but they either comply or they lose funding. I mean, it's as simple as that, and 30 days to do it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens.
You know, since 2014, California has required these health insurance plans to cover abortion. So that means that 28,000 people lost their abortion-free health plans as a result. That is just outrageous.
Yeah, well, the Office of Civil Rights of the Department of Health and Human Services issued this notice of violation, formally telling the state of California that it cannot force all health insurance plans and insurers in the state to cover abortion. And they're not only doing that to all the health insurance plans and providers, but that also includes religious organizations and churches. Now, there is a federal law known as the Weldon Amendment, which has passed in every federal HHS appropriations bill since 2005, and that prohibits federal funds from going to states that discriminate against any health care entity which does not pay for or provide abortion coverage. California is violating that federal law. In other words, this Weldon Amendment has not just been passed one time. It's been passed every single time Congress, since 2005, votes for a bill regarding federal funding, and every time they add that amendment, and every time it's been passed. So it's an ongoing reaffirmation and commitment by Congress from 2005. We're talking all the way back to 2005.
But this is not the first time that California has violated this either. In 2019, they did a similar thing when we represented three pro-life crisis pregnancy centers in Southern California where they were trying to force them to promote abortion.
Yeah, and we actually won the case going back to 2018 and then finally resolving it completely in 2019. And that's a case involving crisis pregnancy centers where they passed a law, unbelievably thinking that they could do this, forcing nonprofit crisis pregnancy centers that received no money at all from the state or federal government to post a 29-word, 48-point font. Think of that for a moment. Put a sentence on your computer and then expand it to 48-point font. It's massive.
And up to 13 languages.
Up to 13 languages. So you have a little brochure, and it gives your crisis pregnancy name on it. You got to go for pages and pages to put 13 languages in 29 words, 48-point font. What's the message? They were requiring these crisis pregnancy centers to refer people for free or low-cost abortions.
Or get a hefty fine as a result if they
would get a fine.
Every day.
And they have to have it at their entrance of their facility, in the lobby. So you have these big plaques on the wall. They'd have to have it on a billboard. They'd have to have it in brochures, online. All this language. And they're trying to save babies, and yet they're saying, but here, notice this, in all big letters, we want you to know that you can go kill your baby down the street. And here's the phone number where you can do that. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Compelled government speech that is presents a message completely the opposite of their message. And even, it was so radical, even Justice Anthony Kennedy at the time shot it down.
Yeah. So they ultimately lost that case, and we won. And in 2019, we got the law completely enjoined. It's no longer in existence. And California had to pay lots of money for their unconstitutional violation. But they never stopped. So they come back again, and they have been requiring these health insurance plans since 2014 to cover abortions. And, of course, Obama didn't do anything. He would be all in favor of it. California sent a letter to seven insurance companies forcing all the health plan insurers under its jurisdiction to offer coverage for elective abortion in every plan that they offer. In other words, you couldn't get a plan and have no abortion coverage in it. You had to pay part of your insurance premiums to cover someone's abortion. The state of California estimates, as you said, Holly, 28,000 individuals lost their abortion-free health plans as a result of this mandate.
But you know, it always pays to speak up, and that's what happened here. They had complaints from a Catholic Order of Religious Sisters, and Skyline Wesleyan Church said, no, we can't do this.
Right. And so there have been complaints filed with the Department of HHS. HHS looked into it, and they issued on January 22, 2020, a notice of violation. As I mentioned before, they did the same thing to Hawaii. And they gave Hawaii 30 days to comply, and Hawaii did comply, and they reversed. California now has 30 days from January 22 of this year. They have 30 days to comply. What happens if they don't comply? If they don't comply, then the state of California will ultimately have to go through this process to defend itself. And the Department of HHS has announced, and I was on the conference call when they did that, that they were going to be very aggressive to defend the law. Now, they're not creating law. They're actually enforcing the law because the law is already there. The law that provides the appropriations that California receives says you cannot discriminate against health insurance companies when they do not want to offer abortion. And that's exactly what they did. They intentionally violated the law, and they've been getting away with it since 2014. And the Trump administration has directed the Department of HHS, no more. So if California refuses after getting the process, going through the administrative process, then they will lose lots of money from the federal government over this issue. Now, Hawaii complied, Matt, but, you know, this is California. So it wouldn't be surprising to me that they just simply decide to fight over this. But, you know, at the other end of the spectrum, this administration and the Department of HHS will fight back.
The Trump administration is not going to lay down, and they are in violation of the law, California is, and they will come into compliance with the law or lose a ton of federal funding.
But think about it. Bottom line here, the state is so willing to fight in order to kill innocent babies.
Yeah, think about that. This is California, and it's not isolated, unfortunately, California. You know, someday we need to do what's going on in Virginia with the new takeover of the legislature there. It is sad what's happening in Virginia. And they have a string of abortion bills and a string of other bills that they're pushing forward. And here, this innocent little child is just being slaughtered because of their radicalism. And California would probably rather kill babies and forego the federal funding And if they do that, that's their choice to not get the federal funding. But it's so sad that they are so steeped into a ideology of death. Pray that they reverse course. Thank God for the Department of HHS. Stand with us as we continue to defend the sanctity of every human life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.